Welcome to the Scholarship Chat Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Hill. Here we talk about the scholarship tips, tools, and strategies that you need to fund your dream career. Let's get started.
Okay. All right. I want to welcome everyone to another podcast episode of the Scholarship Chat. I am your host, Ashley Hill, and I'm so excited today. I have an amazing, amazing guest. Her name is Sonya Lewis. Welcome, Sonya.
Thank you so much for having me, Ashley.
You're welcome. Thank you for being flexible and for coming on to the show. So if you can, before we get started, is just introduce yourself, tell us what you do, and kind of how you got started doing it.
Sure. So Sonya Lewis, a.k.a. the Student Loan Doctor, official title, CEO of Student Loan Doctor, and I'm from Philadelphia, PA. And I got started by accident. So I always tell people this was the best accidental business I could have ever created. Figure out our life's purpose, you know, that nothing really is by accident. But it was not something that I woke up and said, you know, this morning I'm going to tackle Sally Mae. I never said that. I still don't say that. So what I'm excited about is that I was able to create something that was birthed out of my own pain and frustration, and it became a platform to help thousands. And so I'm just super excited to be able to lead that initiative.
Yes, and I'm so glad you are, and we're going to get into this actually next, but this crisis is huge, and I know you're going to tell us more about it, but I believe in the news the other day, it's over $1 trillion now in debt. So it's crazy.
Yeah, 1.4 trillion is the estimate I last saw.
Oh, my goodness. So speaking of, tell us about this student loan crisis and how it can affect future financial decisions.
Yeah, I think what I see a lot in terms of the people we serve is that when it comes time for home buying, having good credit, and making big long-term decisions, the student loan debt always has to be considered. And this is so, so important, so crucial, because we really, really want to make sure that when we're graduating from college, we put ourselves in the best position possible. And so, fortunately, what we're finding is that it's almost like, should I have went to college? You know, it's like now you're setting yourself to be behind the eight ball in terms of finances.
Yeah, and also I saw, too, I know you do talks on home ownership. So talk about that for a second, how student loans can affect buying a house.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many laws and new regulations than ever before that really say if you have this amount of student loan debt, it's going to be new hoops that you'll have to go through to be eligible to qualify. And I think that's important because it ain't always used to be that way. And so if you're coming into the game now and you're looking to home buy, you've got to have some great resources at your fingertips or you'll almost kind of feel like you're never going to be able to purchase a home. And that's really not the case, but it is a lot difficult than it ever was before. So you have to be an informed consumer. You have to know what programs are available and what lenders you can trust and you should work with. So it's going to take a lot of pre-work, if you will, for someone wanting to become eligible.
Absolutely, and thank you for touching on that. And speaking of student loans, so, you know, I don't necessarily advise people to go straight for that option. Of course, you know, when going to school, but I do understand that, you know, life happens, and so student loans is an option for some students. So in your opinion, what should students consider when they're taking out student loans to pay for college?
Sure. I'll share with you my coin phrase, which is borrowing determination equals career compensation. So let me say it again. Borrowing determination equals career compensation. So if you have to borrow a student loan, right, you want to make sure that the degree you're going for is actually going to benefit you in terms of an investment standpoint, meaning if you're going to borrow $40,000, you want to at least have your first year salary more than what you're estimated to borrow.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of students come out of school with $70,000, $80,000 in student loan debt, but they're only making $35,000 their first year. It's not a good investment. And so sometimes we invest emotionally because I want to go to college. I should go to college. Mm-hmm. But we're not thinking big picture about how else to pay for college, which is, I know, the work that you do. And so super excited about what you do because it eliminates having to possibly use this as an option. The other reality is that, you know, the name brand of college is this big stigma too. So instead of going to a community college or a state college, which is more affordable, and actually more millionaires, hint, hint, myself here, I'm speaking into existence, graduate from state colleges. And I say this to say, being wise for a four-year journey will set you up for a affinity, a legacy beyond 4 years. And so we don't want to let 4 years determine what we can or can't do for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. That's right. I like that. And I love your quote that you said. That is so true. You know, and those that are listening, you really have to be mindful. I know it's an emotional decision. It's usually the biggest, you know, first financial decision someone's making, you know, in adulthood. But we definitely have to be careful when it comes to that. And speaking of, I love that you have other resources out there, mainly your book. So I'm so excited. Congratulations on that, by the way. So tell us about your book.
Yeah, thank you. So I have three self-published books. Two are based on budgeting. One is Budgeting with Student Loan Tips. And then the other one is Who is Sally? It's a Kid's Journey on Understanding Sally Mae. And I wrote that one from the perspective of if I had to break this down to a seven-year-old, I'd say between five and nine, how could I really explain Sally Mae? And so I just wrote it in its most simplistic form. And the book was so well received. I'm just super excited about that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, no, I was going to say it's been really, really well received. And I think that's because it's helping parents open up and start the conversation about paying for college early on.
Yeah.
The one book that most people are excited about as an adult is the 31-Day Budget Guide. That has sold me just beyond my belief. And basically, it's a practical guide of completing and doing the budget. It's like your self-help accountability partner. It's not deep. It's not something you're reading, but you're responding and filling that book in for a month because we know it takes, 30 days or 21 days, they say, really, to build a habit. So I want to get that person for 31 days focused entirely on just looking at their money.
Right. And I, you know what? I love that because budgeting is such a necessary skill. So I'm just excited. Wow, three books. I am so happy. And I'm going to speak into existence that I look forward to your fourth book coming out. So, you know, I've been having, this has been such a great talk. And let me say this, too. Those that are listening, you know, definitely take advantage and invest in those resources. You know, I truly believe that applied knowledge is power. And so for those that are listening to this podcast, make sure that, and I'll put the links up as well, so you won't have to look for them, to make sure that you're investing in Sonia's books. But Sonia, lastly, tell us about your services. How can we get on the phone with you or your team and get help getting out of the student loan debt?
Yeah, we're so excited about passionate the work that we do. We just focus solely on student loan repayment, particularly with the federal focus. And so we have our coaches. We have a staff total of eight, including myself. There are six coaches that do the work. I'm not included in that number, unfortunately, because my job as CEO is to grow the business. And I hire and I trust these women. They have degrees themselves, right? To really take care of this baby that I've created. So we have six coaches who are excited about the work that they do, and we have one admin, Miss Carolyn. I call her the backbone of the business because I'm able to travel and do the great work because I know she at her core cares about the customer service that we provide. So it's been really, really solid. I'm excited about its trajectory. I think when you and I first met, I only had three. It was a total of three of us. I had two employees and myself. And, now, God has given us a total of seven. And it will continue to grow. Yeah, because the work, you know, we're always booked. So, you know, I always tell people, if you want to work with us, it's not a long wait, but people book daily with us. So if they're interested, you know, the website, you just jump on a free discovery call. And that's really easy. You say it to a coach in private, hey, here's what's happening. How do you think you could help me? That's drpleasehelpme.com, drpleasehelpme.com. And it takes you right to our scheduler. But, again, I'm just super excited about the opportunity that we have to serve because we're doing it with the lens of we really enjoy helping the people that we're speaking to. We don't work for a student loan company. We work for you. So everything we design and create is going to be on behalf of how are we going to best serve our clients.
Right. And that is so exciting, and I will make sure for everyone that's listening that I will put all the links up. And Sonya, I'm so proud of you. I salute you. I'm seeing what you guys are doing. You guys are doing an amazing, amazing job. And, again, thank you so much for coming on the Scholarship Chat.
Thank you so much for having me, and please continue to do the great work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, and we'll keep in touch.
I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast episode. To learn more about how you can use your talents and achievements to find and win scholarships in less time, visit my website, which is www.collegeprepready.com. Also, follow me on Facebook at Prep, the number 4, College. That's Prep, the number 4, College. Now take care, and I look forward to bringing you more scholarship search tools, tips, and strategies in our next podcast episode. Goodbye.